It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing
Morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the 24th day of August, one day closer to the soon return of Jesus Christ, my friends. God is good. We welcome you to worship this morning. It's Thursday, and we're just grateful for all of the blessings of the Lord. And as your numbers are populating in, we just praise God for each one of you. Let's have a word of prayer as we begin. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the mercies that you gave us, for they are new this morning. And we just praise you because we're blessed to know you, and we want, like David, to say that we delight to do your will, for your law is written in our hearts. We thank you very much, Lord, and we thank you and praise you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
We're talking today about our great high priest, Jesus Christ, in Hebrews 10. In Hebrews 10, 39 verses. We'll just jump right in. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we just need your help, but we want to begin by praising you. We want to thank you for your mercies and kindness and for all the greatness that you exhibit. Help us, Lord, that we will have the faith that will conquer all despondency, discouragement, fear, for these things are not of faith. Help us to put our trust completely in you, for you are greater than our problems. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, we were going through some of the Old Testament, and as we approached Exodus 25, which talks about the sanctuary on earth, we took a break to learn more about the sanctuary and what it really exemplified. Therefore, we're in Hebrews because that's the best book that talks about Jesus Christ as our great high priest in a heavenly sanctuary. Now, this teaching of a heavenly sanctuary is very little known by most. Even most theologians don't know about it. It's right there in the Bible, but many people don't. See, if you really understood the sanctuary, you would not teach that the law of God was done away with at the cross, and you wouldn't teach that we don't have to keep the Sabbath, and you wouldn't try to defend certain things that are often defended without any biblical basis, because you would understand what was happening in heaven and that Jesus died so that we might have forgiveness for breaking his law, and that because he would have died the second death for us, that's what he experienced on the cross, and which was like a total separation, it felt like, from his Father. And then we would understand that because of what Jesus did, both in his life and his death and his resurrection, we have power to have victory over sin. And so he's making sure of that because he's mediating for us in the heavenly sanctuary. He's answering, taking our prayers to the Father in his name. Measuring our weaknesses and strength and not allowing temptation to come. For the Bible says that we can't handle with his strength. For the Bible says there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. We don't all have the same temptations because we can't all handle the same circumstances. My brothers and sisters, this is beautiful, beautiful teaching from the Word of God. All right, Hebrews 10:1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. What this is telling you is it's identifying that portion of the law that deals with ceremonies. How do we know? Because it's the ones that required annual sacrifices year by year. The Sabbath of the fourth commandment, the one that was started at creation, is not annual, okay? It is not done away with at the cross. This is not what this is talking about, and these are the proof portions of the scripture. They're shadows of good things to come. When God created the Sabbath, he didn't shadow good things to come. Everything was already very good. It was before sin, so there was nothing bad on this earth, brothers and sisters. And therefore, the Sabbath, however, of the ceremonial law point forward to Christ. All right. Then they would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshipers once purged should have no more conscience of sin. So he's basically talking about if those sacrifices really took away sin, then we wouldn't even have sin on our mind. Which teaches something, brothers and sisters. If it's going to tell us about the sacrifice of Christ and how it was much more perfect, how it was perfect. But if these were perfect, they would get sin out of our mind. That means that with Christ, sin should be out of our mind. Just an interesting concept. I just want to share that with you. For in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance, again, made of sins every year. You know, we like to, sometimes we try to overcome stuff, but then we start thinking about it and dwelling on it and remember how it tasted, how it felt, how it sounded, how nice it sounded, but it was sinful. And brothers and sisters, we need to get all that out of our mind. And so this is showing again, in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance, okay? Because those sacrifices didn't actually do the purging, there was a remembrance. Of course, when they would accept Jesus as their Savior, even in the Old Testament, then he could put his law in their heart. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will. Now, this is very interesting because it's referring to this doing of God's will, okay? The volume of the book. That comes from Psalm 40, verses 7 and 8. Notice what happens when you go through the experience of Psalms 40, 7 and 8, which Hebrews talks about. It says, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to me, same phrase. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. So when you are converted, God's law is within your heart, and it is not burdensome. It's a delight, okay? So some of you are, and some of us, are challenged because we haven't made the full surrender, okay? I didn't say we're not trying to follow God, but God wants a full surrender. When you have full surrender, you will have peace. You will delight to do everything right, you see? So when we struggle to do things right, that means we need to have a full surrender to God, my friend. And that's the plan of salvation, and that's what God wants us to understand. Notice back in verse 8, it says, above, when he says, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. So this is Hebrews' version of Psalms. Remember, he said, I delight to do thy will. Thy law is within my heart. That's what God does when we are converted and we keep walking with him. He puts his law in our hearts, and we begin to do it out of joy. It doesn't become drudgery. Oh, man, I can't eat this. Oh, man, I can't touch this. Oh, man, I can't. You know, it's not drudgery. It's a delight. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't temptations. You see, temptations is the devil's attempt to try to pull you back into the muck and mire and filth and squalor of sin. Okay? But God has delivered you from that. And there are aspects of sin that are pleasurable. But it's the pleasure of sin for a season. It only lasts for a little bit. And then the evil results come because we have this human flesh. And so the flesh can pull at us. And therefore, there are desires that are sinful desires that, you know, bring about some pleasure. But God wants us to have that true joy that comes from him living in our lives. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oft times the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Did you catch that? One offering. He perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of the Christian, the true victory that God wants to put in our hearts. We just need to draw near him. Okay, because we're washed with pure water. Draw me nearer, the song says, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, my friends, we need to draw near to Christ. And let us consider one another to provide unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So brothers and sisters, God wants us to meet together, to come together. Now, it's more important to have truth than to be in a physical place. Okay? If you're in a physical place and there's no truth, God's presence, brothers and sisters, is not there. I didn't say God is not going to try to woo people there, but I'm talking about that's not where he puts his approval. It's not. If you are not teaching all the truth, God's special approval is not on you. Okay? That's just simple. I mean, it's not hard. That might sound rough, but it's not, brothers and sisters. Would you want God to put his great approval on entities that are not teaching truth? That means they're teaching error. Would you want our Heavenly Father, who is perfect, to put his approval on that? No, you don't deep down inside want approval for that which is not totally right, that is not leading people in the right way. Okay? For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Okay? Now, this is an interesting verse. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. That doesn't mean that you can't mess up after you know the truth and then still be saved. That is not what that means. It just means that the sacrifice doesn't work for you. You got to repent again. That's what that meant, friends. But a certain fearful, looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall be he, of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Brothers and sisters, a lot of people claim that they're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. A lot of people talk about the blood of Jesus. But when you talk about the blood of Jesus and then you want to dishonor God's law, you're actually stepping on Christ, because that was the reason he died. The reason he died is because we broke his law and we would die. So he died for us because he's equal with the law, that we might be saved. So if we're saved, quote unquote, but not teaching the principles of God's law, not teaching people to follow all of God's law, not teaching people to keep the Sabbath, and that being the day of worship, then, my brothers and sisters, what are we doing? Think about that. What are we doing? We're actually crucifying the Son of God afresh, because he died to save us from lawbreaking. Reading on, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. You see, brothers and sisters, when you give your heart to God, the devil will come. Or when you're thinking about giving your heart to God, the devil will come. And he will suggest all kinds of things to your mind. And he will torture you. He'll try to. But you just need to hold on and surrender to God, my friend. Surrender it all to Christ and lean upon his strength, and it will make the devil flee. The devil knows the truth. He just wants you to believe a lie. He knows he's defeated, but he doesn't want you to know he's defeated. So he wants you to think that the world's going to conquer you. For he had compassion of me in my bond and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, will not tarry. When it's time for Jesus to come, he will come, friend. Jesus is coming soon, and we need to be ready. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise the Lord, my friends. That's Hebrews chapter 10, and we want to have that experience of victory. He was talking to the Hebrews, and they were focusing on the ceremonial law. God had to show them that that was simply pointing forward to his work in heaven. This is Hebrews. It was written to the Hebrew people in the New Testament that they might give up the blood of goats and bulls and so on and so forth. But it teaches us who have lived beyond that time who are living beyond that time, it teaches us that Jesus Christ is ministering. He died for us. He's ministering for us, that we might have the law of God written in our hearts, friends. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this worship thought. Thank you. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the joy that we have. We ask, Father, that we will have faith that will conquer everything that the devil brings to us. Strengthen us through your word. Give us peace through communion with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, I want to mention before we go, this is the last day to register. I'll be talking about it when we come back, but for those who aren't always on, we're going to be talking to you all about this course. This course, friends, excuse me, is a course to teach you how to be a wellness coach, a holistic wellness coach. For those on the phone, I'm holding up the book on Facebook. God has given us a system of learning. We'll talk about it. It's called Torso Flow, and I'll be showing you a little bit after about 8 minutes. But this book, brothers and sisters, is almost 500 pages, developed for you to learn to be a medical missionary. You might say, oh, that's too much information. It's in large illustrations and charts and flow charts and things of this nature. So you will grasp this information in a fraction of the time, okay? And we'll talk about it after we come back from our intermission. And may the Lord bless you as we hear the torso song.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Sorsum, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, my brothers and sisters, we are taking the wellness segment today because to talk about the school. This school is a school like no other school. It is called the Holistic Wellness Coaching Training Program. It offers a certification as a holistic wellness coach. And that word holistic is not spelled like it's spelled in the world. It's spelled like it's spelled or would be spelled in the Bible. Holistic with a W. God has given us a learning system here at Torso. We call it Torso Flow. It uses flow charts to teach the medical missionary work. That graphical type of teaching allows you to learn in a fraction of the time. This is an online course, but we're teaching it virtually before we put it online. So it's the same course that you would have online, but you're getting virtually, and it's less than half the price. Why is it less than half the price? Because God wants an army of workers, friends. And if we can get the volume of students, we can lower the price. So we stepped out in faith, and we partnered with another ministry called New Hope Mission, and they had a lot of people interested in medical missionary work. So they asked us to work with them on this, and we said yes, and we've worked together very well together putting this course together. So their website is creatorsrx.com, creatorsrx.com, and they're handling some of the administrative things, registration and communication and collecting funds, that kind of thing. And so we're working well together. But I want to just share with you what God has done. When you get this book, some of you all are looking online. Here's your textbook. 500 pages almost. I'll give you the exact page count. It's 486 pages. It will show you that it's 478 pages, but that doesn't count the front pages. So it's 486 pages of beautiful flowcharts, large text writing, things that's easy to grasp, easy to understand, easy to see, visual, so it sticks in your mind, okay? Also, not only that, torso flow, each disease has, you can't see this, I think it comes up backwards, but each disease has seven flowchart pages, and it's the same flowchart pages for every disease, so that repetition of the system rivets it in your mind. There's a cover page that actually gives a brief description of the disease. There's a disease page that flow chart that flows right through each component in a flow chart and shows you what's really happening in your body. There's an illustration page if you just want to understand what modern medicine has about this, which is good because everything they know is not all bad, okay? But we understand that every disease is an effort to get rid of toxins and to correct wrong conditions. That's what we're told in inspiration. So we show that specific effort in the disease we're talking about. I don't care if it's acne, arthritis, whatever it is. And then we show you what the causes and prevention are, and it's always related to the violations of the live free lifestyle. We go through each law and show you how that violation of that law affects that disease. Then there's a cure page. It's just got lots of different cures. You can't even use all the cures that it shows you. But you might not have this, but you might have that. You might not have that, but you have this. So you can pick from among the cures that are on the cure page, and then it even gives you a strategy. Okay, start doing this, then you do this, then you do this, then you do this. And we've got a little simple quiz that we have you. Friends, this is simply thorough and thoroughly simple. I will repeat that. It's simply thorough and it's thoroughly simple. So we want to encourage you with this to enjoy. And in addition, your textbook has physiology fun facts. So you have a little understanding of that system. I'll get to that in a moment because I have even more information on that. It has cure instructions. So you read about the cures. Whether the cure is an Epsom salt bath or whether the cure is a seawater flush or whether the cure is a poultice of some type. How do I do that? Well, you just go to the cure instructions and it tells you exactly how to do that. The cure instructions are listed alphabetically, so every cure instruction isn't in the index. Yes, the book has an index, so if you can look it up in the back alphabetically if you're looking for something, and that was not in the original textbook. Several of these things are not. There's juice and smoothie recipes, and there's actually some resources for wellness coaches. That was definitely not in the original book itself. So your textbook, 500 pages. For those who choose, are just not able to take the course, you can learn a lot. You won't be certified, but if you want to learn what we have, it's all in the book. So you can just get the textbook if you like. Now, it's not a cheap book. It's a textbook. Contact us if you're interested in that. The beautiful thing is people register for this class, we've made this textbook free for those in the class. And so there's no extra charge, which is an amazing thing. You know, a lot of times people say you get what you pay for. That is true most of the time. But brothers and sisters, that's not always true. Because what about the blood of Jesus and how he died for us? And how could we pay for that? We can't tithe. So it's not always everything, but the gospel is you get what you pay for. Okay. But when it comes to the gospel, well, some people might say, well, why don't you have the class free? Freely you have received, freely give. What they don't understand is we didn't get this free. We've spent years. We've paid money. We paid thousands of dollars in books and research material. We've paid for that with money. And then when you look at the time, so imagine we're condensing 35 years of information that you can learn in a short period of time. God told us to do this because it says in the Word that many will have to learn in months what it has taken others years to learn. And so we have to do this. God has commissioned us to do it. And because we have a lot of students, and I think we have about, last time I checked, we're going to probably cap out at about 100 students. And so I think we have about 30 more slots. So brothers and sisters, this is something that if you know anybody that's even slightly interested, have them call me because today is the last day of registration. And, you know, we can work with you if you have some, you know, some, the cost, I'll tell you, it's $650, and there's payment programs for you. So, you know, it's just, you can't beat it. And I just want to encourage you. This is of the Lord, my friends. And I, you know, I'm a person, I talk a lot about providence, those of you who've been listening for years. And I want to share something with you about providence, because this is the time. Let's see. It is the very essence, as the statement says, of all right faith, to do the right thing at the right time. God is the great master worker, and by his providence, he prepares the way for his work to be accomplished. He provides opportunities, opens up lines of influence and channels of working. If his people are watching the indications of his providence and stand ready to cooperate with him, they will see a great work accomplished. Their efforts, rightly directed, will produce a hundredfold greater result than can be accomplished with the same means and facilities in another channel where God is not so manifestly working. So God has put this course together, and Torso Ministry, along with New Hope Mission, is putting this course in your hand. So friends, again, if you know anybody that might be interested, so what kind of time are we looking at? Well, it's 12 lessons left. You miss one lesson, but that lesson is recorded. Now, we're not just passing out the recordings of all the lessons because this is a paid course. But the bottom line, friends, is that you can go to creatorsrx.com and click a link to watch the YouTube video, or you can go to torso.org and click the link to watch the YouTube video. It's called Foundation Principles of Holistic Biblical Wellness, okay? You need to know those principles, and those principles are in the first part of the textbook. But that will teach you what you need to know about what you missed, and that will also show you some of the flow charts in the torso flow system. What I just showed you is in that particular video. So I just want to encourage you that if you know anybody that has not signed up. So for those of you, several of you have signed up for this course, and I want you to know that what's going to happen is when you signed up and you registered, you gave us an email address. So there will be an email that will have a private Zoom link. It is not our normal Zoom link. It's a private Zoom link. So as a student, you will come on. Do not share that Zoom link with anybody. If you do, you're encouraging people to steal. This is for students only in this particular course, because it's not fair to those who've made a financial commitment that others just, you know, kind of come on. And it's like getting into the baseball game without buying a ticket, but you found a way to sneak in. That's stealing, friends. And so you don't want that on your record. You don't want that on your resume for the Lord. God won't bless you in so doing. There will probably be another Zoom link for each meeting, each class. So we're going through the various systems of the body. Those systems are, as I'll read them to you, the integumentary system, that's your skin primarily, the skeletal system, the muscular system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the hematologic systems, which relate to your blood and your white blood cells, red blood cells. That's when we talk about your immune system as well. Circulatory system, That's mostly your heart and blood vessels. Yes, they push blood through, but the circulatory is more of the organs of that system. The respiratory system, the gastrointestinal system, the urinary system, the reproductive system of the man, and the reproductive system of the woman. Now, as we're launching this course, this is something that's free. What I'm about to tell you is free for everybody. I will be, before every course, I will be doing a sermon in science. So that means this coming Sabbath, we will be talking about, we will have a sermon from science talking about the spiritual lessons that we can learn from the skin. So that's open to everybody. That's our normal Zoom call at 12 Eastern time on the Sabbath. That's our Sabbath service. And so when we talk about the next system, I will give you spiritual lessons of the skeletal system, then spiritual lessons of the muscular system, and those will be our sermons. So I have 12 sermons that I will be giving you, but those sermons teach real physiology. They just show how that we will have, it shows how that the body was actually created to show the plan of redemption. And that's a real fact. I'll prove that to you as we move forward. And what we'll do when we start our class, we might just have a quick worship nugget, but we will tell people about those specific sermons. So whether you're a student or not, you'll have access to those sermons. If you want to catch it live, join us for worship. If not, we will have a link where you can go and watch those physiology lessons from the Bible. So I'll just share something really quickly with you. I am looking at, for example, I am looking at the muscular system, okay? So we would start with some physiology fun facts, okay? So the next page would give you some factual and material. There's some fun facts. It's not anything exhaustive. We're preparing wellness coaches here. We're not trying to prepare you to be a doctor of physiology here, okay? But you need to understand how the system basically works and what it does, okay? And then this is the subject here is fibromyalgia, just for the record. And so we basically, with a flowchart, show you the steps of how fibromyalgia actually develops, okay, in your body, in simple language, large text. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I gave you the wrong thing. So let me start with this. So I turned the wrong page. So this is the page. It's for those on the call. It's just a title page. It just shows you and it gives you a brief introduction to and what the description of the disease is. Then you are able to, the next flowchart in the torso flow system shows you the path of disease. How do you get fibromyalgia? What is it? What are the steps? How does it flow that causes you to get this condition? Really, really simple. And then we show you what modern medicine knows about it. And you should look at this information. It's not all wrong. It's good information. They will tell you the different pressure points that are points where pain is for fibromyalgia. And they have been able to assess that clinically. After that, we show you that every disease, including fibromyalgia, is simply an effort to get rid of toxins and to change wrong conditions. Sometimes it's an alarm clock letting you know that toxins are building up, that conditions aren't right in your system. So, and every disease follows this model. The next flow chart is somewhat, in flow chart language, we call them swim lanes. It looks like a swimming pool lane, but each of them, it shows the 8 laws of health. Love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, enjoy sunlight. And it shows you when you violate this, how it affects fibromyalgia. Okay? That's showing you the cause and prevention of that disease. And then here's an example of the cures. Look at all these cures, brothers and sisters. Lots of them. I know on Facebook it's going to be backwards. You can't read it. But all of these are various cures for fibromyalgia. Okay? Various cures. You can't use them all, but all of these have instructions in the back of the book. So if you say, I want this one, you would go, what is that, cabbage poultice? There's a cabbage poultice instruction sheet. I want I can't even read this because it's backwards here. A cleansing fast. Well, we teach you about that. Epsom salt bath. We teach you about that. So there's instructions in the cure section of your book, okay? And then there's a recovery strategy. You got fibromyalgia, start here, then do this, then do this, then do this, then do this, and then enjoy your cure. Very, very powerful, brothers and sisters, so you will know. And then there is a quiz, simple quiz. When you sign up for the class, there's also material that you'll get, a little final exam. You can even be working on that throughout the time. But this is the last day to register if you are interested in this class. For those of you who just can't and you want the book, just contact us about getting the textbook. It is a large textbook, almost 500 pages of full color flow charts, and you'll be blessed by that. So class starts. Well, it started August 6th, and if you go to our website, you can watch that class that you missed. After that, the commitment is an every Sunday commitment between this coming Sunday and November 19th. That means we're done before Thanksgiving. 12 more lessons, one covering each of these systems of the body, and you will be blessed. We do skip September 10th, and that's it. So Eastern time, 10 to 12. So that means Central time, that'd be 9 to 11. And you know whatever time zone you are, whatever is 10 to 12 Eastern, just do the math. You have to register. That's where we'll have your information, and only registered students can actually continue on in the class. But there is a payment program. All right, my brothers and sisters, we'll open up the phone lines and just really encourage you, if you know anybody that's interested in this, have them contact us so we can get them signed up. I will tell you, we have shipped out, so those of you who might be waiting for them, we have shipped out your book. I'm looking, as I look on Facebook, I see one, two, I see three of you who your textbook's on the way. As I look at the call, I'm seeing one, two, three, four, five, I believe six of you. So, you know, if you just so you know, I remember seeing your package, either my hands or my wife's hands or both of our hands was put on that package. And it was shipped out. So we shipped out Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So we can still ship out some on Thursday. Anybody that, you know, signs up today, you might not have the textbook when it first starts, but you'll get it soon thereafter. But after this, friends, we're going to close the door. We don't want to be focusing on trying to get more students in. We just want to take the students that we have and keep moving forward to teach. So thank you for indulging me and letting me talk about this training school. And for those of you who just can't, you may want to consider getting the textbook or doing it at another time. We will continue, whether it's online. There may even be some classes that we do virtually again. So just keep moving forward. This is just our way of helping you move forward to get prepared as an army of medical missionaries. All right, phone lines are open. We've got about over 10 minutes to the top of the hour, and we have Sister Leilani on the call. Please press star 6. Bring your questions. Bring your comments. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Yes, good morning. I'm having some trouble with my email, and I haven't had any new email since the 27th of last month. So I just, you know, I checked at the bank, and the payment has gone through, and I'm just looking forward.
Yeah, you're fully registered. Your book is already on the way. We need to find a way to get all you would need for the email. I mean, that's just for communication. So maybe you can just sign up with a new email address and let us know. I don't know what, you know, usually your email, it just requires email, password, maybe you can contact. I don't know why you can't get in your email. I don't know why. Sometimes your internet service provider may be able to help you. But worst case scenario, you could always sign up for a new one. Or, you know, if you just can't, let us know, and maybe we can text you the link before Sunday morning. Because you're going to need that Zoom link to get in.
Okay. I'll go down to and ask some questions today.
Nothing to do with your bank. Your email doesn't have anything to do with your bank. It has just to do with just a means of communication. So you might not have the right password, and they sometimes they'll have a way of sometimes they'll ask you a secret question when you signed up, like what was your favorite teacher in class or things of that nature. So when you sometimes there's a link that says forgot password if you can't log in, click on that because maybe you answered something that was secret that only you know. And that will help you. But go ahead. What's your next question?
I am looking forward to coming in October.
Okay.
To go through your 12
wellness
days.
Retreat.
Yeah. And
okay.
Do you have a spot for me then? And
I believe we still do. I tell you what, why don't we talk a little later today and let's confirm dates. We are still operating moving forward, so people who need help and want to go through the wellness segment of the program, we did not cancel wellness retreats. We're still doing them. So we look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, friends, is there anyone else? We've got 7 minutes to the top of the hour. That's plenty of time for someone to ask a question, comment, give a praise report, any of those things. Have some prayer requests, whatever the Lord leads you. And, we've got some people on Facebook. So we have a good morning from Sister Vicky. We have a good morning from Sister Bernadette. That's down in Florida. So we have a good morning from Brother Peyton. We have an amen pastor from Sister Angela. And we have a good morning from Sister Salita. So if I was to give the roll call in letting you know where everybody's from, that would be Georgia. That would be South Carolina, Florida, North Carolina. We have our dear sister on that's normally on the call. She's on Facebook. Sister Gail, God bless you. And that's Delaware. And we've got Sister Salita out of Virginia. And we do have a call coming in. Let me just finish roll call, then we'll get that call from Sister Lenny. We have Ohio, Alabama, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have Michigan, New Jersey, we have Oklahoma, Ohio again, we have Iowa, and we have Michigan again. We're going back to the call. Take Sister Lenny's call at this time. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I am requesting special prayer for the youth and their parents, and special prayer for those that I am working with, that God would give them full direction to do what's needed for their health, and all my family members who have diabetes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Anyone else, friends? We've got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a long time. That's 1 minute per person. We could have five people who might want to say something, share something. All right, friends. Please contact people that you know. Have them contact us. And I will tell you, we got last night, two people that signed up. So people are catching this at the last minute and finding out about it. It's not too late. We're just not wanting to go into, you know, the preparation day and Sabbath trying to recruit students and have everything set up. So if we can make that cutoff today, that will be a blessing. And we'll take what the students that we have and we'll move forward. I believe there's about 30 more additional slots. That's not an exact count, but we have 60 to 70 students. So that's a blessing. And we look forward to ministering to them and being ministered to by them as we understand how important it is for people to learn this message. All right, my friends, God bless you. I will turn it over to my wife to have our closing prayer at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to help us and to guide us through your Spirit. Now we pray for the petition that's been requested by Sister Lenny, asking that you would give her wisdom in the areas of her being able to help the youth and other family members, Lord, with their health conditions. We pray that you will guide her in these efforts and that they would be able to benefit by listening and doing. And Lord, we pray for those family members of hers that all are diabetics, and we just pray that they will heed to her counseling as you guide her in these efforts. We know that family members are challenged with health and challenged in wanting to just do simple remedies. It's hard for people to believe that your natural way of healing can help, because it is truly just simple. And Father, we do pray that you will help all of us as we work with others in their health, and continue to work with us in our efforts as we obey your health laws. Help us to do all we can to be an example to others, so that others can see that there is a God who truly can heal and keep us free of diseases. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless every heart in a special way. Help all of us to be drawn close to you as we meditate and study your word out. May your Spirit continue to give us interpretation so that we can have knowledge and understanding. Gain wisdom as we draw close to you. Be able to share things with other people. And we pray that you help us to remember your word. Help us to practice scripture memorization. Help us, Lord, to practice to remember your word, every word, so that when that time comes, we'll be able to recall it, because the Holy Spirit would be able to bring it to our remembrance. We ask, Lord, that you help us to draw closer to you in our walk as we serve you faithfully. Help us to have victory over every sin and to be ready for the time of trouble that is just ahead. Bless us all, Lord, and help us all. And we ask that you will answer every petition that may be silent. Even now, as I pray, as others may be praying along, we pray that you will answer those petitions in accordance with your perfect will. Thank you for hearing us, being with us, loving us, taking care of us, and we cannot wait to be with you for eternity. We love you, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undoing dust. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship.